We are in Perek Ches of Maseches Peah, and we are up to Mishnah Zayin. So again, this Perek wraps up all the Matnas Aniyim, aside from what we discussed as far as Peah, Leket, and Shikcha, and Olelas, and Peret. Now we're discussing different dinim of Tzedakah. So now, we are in Mishnah Zayin. We're talking about simply the halacha, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah to an ani. Now it's important to understand that in times of Chazal, they had two methods of distributing money to people in the community. There's something which is called a kupa, and another thing which is called a tamchoi. A kupa basically was that they had two gabayim. They would go around the community every single week, and they would raise money from people. There was a certain amount that everybody would give. They would get that money. They would pull it together. And on Erev Shabbos, they would distribute money to people. It's like this. They're able to buy food for Shabbos. That was the kupa. There was another form of distributing money, which was called the tamchoi. The tamchoi literally was a plate. It was called a plate. Obviously, it had to be larger than a plate. It was basically a kitchen where they would gather together food from people, and they would distribute that.
Soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen, yes. Now, Mishnah writes, "Ein peichsin l'ani oivim makom l'makom." We do not give less to an ani who is traveling. Mikikar bepundyoin me'arbos in besala. So these are different measurements that were used in the times of the Mishnah, but the point basically was would be enough to give him a loaf of bread. It turns out that, you know, if you look in the Bar Tanur, he goes through the halcheshbon of how much it was. It was half the amount that we discussed earlier in terms of giving somebody actual flour. The reason why it was half the amount is because, obviously, if it's going to be baked, it's going to be a loaf of bread, it's going to have a lot more work and effort that goes into baking the loaf of bread, and the person who's giving it would turn out losing money if he, instead of giving the flour. In other words, if he gave the flour, then he would be in the equal standings as someone who gave this loaf of bread, even though it was smaller because he invested time and energy into baking it. Lon, if he's staying overnight, nostim lo parnassos lino. We give him a place to stay. Again, he's homeless, doesn't have a place to sleep. He's traveling around to try to make some money. So if he's staying overnight, we give him pillows and blankets to sleep. Shabbos, if he's staying for Shabbos, nostim loi, mazin shalish sudas. We give him enough food that he can kaim his mitzvah of eating the three meals on Shabbos. Mishi yesh loi mazin shtei sudas liyutam tamchoi. Somebody who has enough food to supply him with two meals worth, he is somebody who should not take from the soup kitchen. He should not take from the tamchoi because he has enough to sustain himself. Of course, after he eats those meals, if he doesn't have anything else to eat, at that point he can go take from the tamchoi. Mazin arba esrei sudas, the person has enough to have 14 meals, which is a whole week. Lo yitom in a kupa, he should not even take money from the kupa. The kupa was, like as we described, the money they would give out every Arab Shabbos to buy food for the week. So if a person has enough food for a week, don't take from the kupa that week. Va'kupa nigves b'shnayim. They would collect the money for the kupa with two people. Mischalekas l'bishleisha. When they would divide the money from the kupa, from there, they would have to have three because it needs a beis din to give out money of the tzibur. They had to have enough. They had to have three people who were able to paskin that this is the right way to use the money. Mishnah Ches continues. Mishyesh l'mesayim zuz. Somebody who has 200 zuz l'yuta leka chikhu peyo ma'aser ani. A person who has 200 zuz, which is enough money to supply him to support him for 1 year, you should not take any leket shikha peya or maaser ani. Hayole masayim chaser dinar, if he had 199 zuz, then if you elf nesn like achas, you can give him as much as you want. There's no limit how much he can take because ultimately he does not have enough money to support himself for the year. He can take tzedakah, and there's no limit how much tzedakah he can take. He can even take 1,000. A person has assets, however, they are contracted to somebody else, either for a bal chayv, it serves as a collateral to a loan that he took, or l'ksubis ishtai, it's going to support his ksubit to his wife, for raise a yital. He cannot rely on that money because it is earmarked for something, so therefore it's not money which he can rely on, and therefore he's considered an ani. The fact that he has it does not turn him into a wealthy person. He can't take. A person is not obligated to sell his belongings in order to have money. In other words, let's say a person has no liquid cash, but he has enough assets in valuable items that he can sell to turn it into cash. He's not chayav to do that in order to be able to support himself. And it's interesting that the Rishonim point out that this is talking about someone who's taking Betzina, someone who's taking Befarhesia from something like the Kupa. He has to sell his stuff. He can't go ahead, take money from the Kupa, and then have a lot of assets, because it's just not right. It should be noted that in Halachas of Tzedakah, it does get a little bit more complicated, and it's not necessarily the place to talk about it, but the halacha is that we give tzedakah to somebody, de machsoro asher yachsor lai. It is subjective what's considered that a person needs money, and therefore this halacha needs to be analyzed in every case. When is it a person considered an ani, and when could the kupa give him? The last Mishnah writes, Mish yetzim chamishim zuz, person who only has chamishim zuz, which is only a quarter of what we discussed earlier, v'hu noisei v'noisei b'hem, he is a businessman, and he is investing the money, so he has the ability to have a return on his premium. Then hare ze lo yito, he cannot take, because we consider him to be in good enough standings, he does not need money because he has a return on his money. Someone who takes money from tzedakah, despite the fact he does not need it, Mishnah says he is going to turn himself into such a person, he will not die until indeed he does ultimately need to come out to other people. A person does need to take, but he lives in a more frugal lifestyle, and therefore he cuts back, does not take from the kupa, he will die ultimately being a wealthy person and being able to give tzedakah to other people, be on the giving end. The pasuk refers to such a person, someone who puts his trust in Hashem and not into other people. Dayan, who paskins the halacha according to the emes, according to the truth, and he is not intimidated by the people who are sitting in front of him. In other words, he does not bend to justice because he's scared of the people who came for litigation. He's not scared of the litigants. Again, the same thing, the pasuk applies, Baruch Hashem Gever, Hashem Yivtach Ba'Hashem Vayashem Yivtachai, he believes in Hashem, he's doing the right thing, he'll be protected. Chamish Eina Lo Chiger, V'lo Sumo V'lo Piseach, a person is not crippled, he's not blind. V'os Asma Ka'achas Mehem, and he makes believe that he is one of these people for some type of benefit. He wants the benefit to get, a handicapped spot. So he makes believe that he is crippled, he can't walk. The Mishnah says, "Eino meis ben hazik nachi kachtma," he will not die from old age until ultimately he does become crippled. Shenemar tzedek tzedek tzedek, a person should always be just. V'chol dayin shlo keach shochar mata esedin, a dayin who gets bribed, and as a result of his bribery, he changes the din. Ein omeis ben hazik nachi ein of chaos. He will not die until his eyes become weak. Shenemar v'shochad lo sikach ki ha-shochad yav repichim. Person should not take shochad bribery ki ha-shochad yav repichim. Slik meseches peah. Hadron lach meseches peah. Mazal tov. We will start with Demai and Mirz Hashem on Monday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.